Morning Roast.
Oh.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It is draft week. It is draft week for in the NFL. We'll get to the NFL draft in a little bit here. Yes. And tomorrow we'll have some fun, man. We'll get everybody's draft crushes. Your draft crush this year. Who would you want in that red and gold? Who do you want the Niners to trade for in the NFL draft? As the first round will begin on Thursday. Cannot wait for that. Brandon Ayuk. We got some sound from TJ Husmanzadeh on Brandon Ayuk. We got some factoids about Brandon Ayuk. John Lynch spoke yesterday about Brandon Ayuk, so we will get to the 49ers. We've been talking heavy NBA with the state of the Golden State Warriors. I do want to transition at some point. But here's the reality with Stephen Curry, man. Like, you try to trade him, you're never going to get your proper return for that.
Of course.
You just don't get value back that you think is going to help you rebuild. Most likely, if you do move him, you're going to move him to a contender. Those picks are going to be low picks in the first round, second round. So I don't know. I've kind of talked myself into it. It's just like, you know what? Only if Steph wants to trade. If he wants to be traded, then I appease him. But other than that, I'm riding with Steph till the wheels fall off. I just can't imagine trading him and the blowback that this organization would get for trading a guy like that. Like the Giants, just ended up riding with Barry Bonds, and it wasn't pretty at the end. They had the home run chase, obviously. But boy.
I mean, one of the seminal Giants trades of all time, and he was nowhere near where Steph Curry is. But obviously, you go back and you go the baby bull trade in the 60s to free up first base for Willie McCovey so he's not out there playing left field. Then the other one was Matt Williams, you know, to Cleveland for what would end up being Jeff Kent.
And that's great.
And in between that, you had the Kevin Mitchell deal, which was to a lesser degree. But It's not on this level. No. And in Warrior Land, I mean, there's been a million trades. The one that most people remember is the one that sparked the dynasty, which was the Bogut for Monte Ellis trade. And I know Ekpe was a part of that deal as well. And at the time, it felt as big as Steph, even though it's nowhere near it. But I'm saying at the time, Warrior fans could not envision a future without Monte Ellis.
Yep. Whoa. Yes. Yes.
It wasn't just the Monte trade. But my point being is that people loved Monte.
But it wasn't
on traded
this,
for a guy with a microfracture injury who was out cold.
But it's not on this level.
No, we're talking, no, no.
We're talking.
Of course.
Yeah, we're talking Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And even he was traded to Kansas City, even though Eddie DeBartolo made him sick. It made him sick. He even tried to walk it back, saying, no, Joe, we're not trading you. What do you want? Like, he didn't want to do it. Felt sick. And some Niner fans still haven't forgiven Eddie D for trading away Joe Montana. Let's get to the lines here. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Samita in Los Gatos. Last week's caller of the week. She's trying to repeat. She's trying to go back to back. What's up, Samita?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, great. First of all, thrilled to be caller of the week last week. That was amazing. I didn't know that until I called in this morning. Couple of points. So for the Warriors, I don't think you can trade Steph. I think you have to be open to it if that's something that makes sense for the organization. Because I think what we're coming up against is, are we Warriors fans or are we Steph Curry fans? Because those are not necessarily always going to be the same thing. And so if that's what makes sense for the organization, then yeah, I think I would be open to it. But I think one thing that you got to take into account is that Steph adds a lot of non-basketball value to the organization and to the town. Okay. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I'm watching those games yesterday. I'm watching Dante DiVincenzo, and I'm thinking, we let this guy go?
I know.
We let this guy go?
But real quick, I'll let you finish. They couldn't afford him because he took a mid-level deal. Now you don't even have that mid-level deal. Like, you couldn't afford him because of where your finances were.
Exactly. That's my point, is that we got to clear the decks of some of these really burdensome contracts because we're letting guys like this get away. He's a young guy. He plays with a lot of passion and heart. He's a great fit for us. I was flummoxed when he left. I knew it was a financial decision, but then you got to stop telling me that, oh, we're trying to make a run for it. I'm like, well, Are you, though? Because we're letting guys like that go. So that's one thing. Second thing was, I watched that Lakers game yesterday, and my boyfriend's a big Lakers fan, and I told him, I said, y'all lost a 20-point lead and lost by two? I said, well, you trying to be the Warriors now? That's a classic Warriors move from the season. And, you know, I don't see the Warriors playing at the level of basketball that I saw yesterday, even in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them doing that without some major moves.
Nah, you're right, Samita. Good call there. Good call. Dante DiVincenzo's interesting because I wanted him back. I did. I thought he played well. But once you brought back GP2 in a trade, it basically was the end of Dante DiVincenzo's tenure with the Golden State Warriors. And look, I know the finances are jacked up, but if they really wanted Dante, I believe they could have kept Dante. Now, Dante's an East Coast guy. I think he wanted to be home. Remember that road trip last year with the Golden State Warriors? He traveled with his dad, traveled with the Warriors, starting in Milwaukee. Delaware, somewhere around there, went to Villanova.
Vermont or something.
Villanova. He's an East Coast guy, so it probably would have been tough to keep him. Anyway, Steph Curry obviously had the conversation with him. Was like, dude, go back home, dude, if you need to. But if they didn't, you know, if they didn't trade for GP2,
it would have
made things interesting. It would have cost them.
I mean, 1.8 is like, so when where they were at the time, so whatever his deal was, I don't even know what he got. Would he get 15 million?
I think he got 40. Did he get 4 years, 40? Did he get 50? He got paid.
No, I'm saying, I thought it was like 15 million a year. I could be wrong, but I thought it was around 15
with
million.
With the Knicks, right?
Yes, yes. I thought it was 50. It would have been 1.8 that, meaning you
with the tax.
Because of the tax, right? So, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But if you move things around, like you make a decision on Draymond.
Well, and I mean, I personally believe that the straw that's going to break their back financially was the contract that they gave Draymond.
Four-year, $46 million deal guaranteed.
Four-year, 46. So it's like 11 and some
11
change.
Year, 11
that's
a year.
That's actually a lot more reasonable than I thought.
Great for Dante. Yeah.
But he's a high-energy player that does a lot of winning in the margins that don't show up in the box score. He's just a good player. I like him. He's a guy that makes a lot of hockey assists. He's a guy that gets great tempo, big rebounder.
Did you see him shoot the three this year?
Yeah. Well, that started with the Warriors, where his three-point shooting really improved.
This year, for the New York Knicks, he shot 40% from three.
He made
over three threes a game. Averaged 15.5 points a game, three assists, four rebounds, and he's healthy. That's the biggest thing. He's been healthy. With Milwaukee, he wasn't healthy. When he won that championship, he was hurt. He couldn't get his three-point shot rolling. When he started in Milwaukee, he was 26%, 33%, 37%, 34%. Then he got to the Warriors, and he figured it out. He got around Steph and Clay. And JP, even Jordan Poole, give him some credit. He was cool with Jordan Poole. And he shot 40% last year with the Dubs. 39.7, but I'm going to round up. I'm going to give him that credit. And he shot 40% again. So DiVincenzo at $11.5 million per year, that seems like one hell of a bargain.
It, but again, where the Warriors put themselves financially is they were up against it.
They were against it.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
They were against it. And then when you trade for GP2.
Yes, redundancy
there.
And you
GP2.
Thought Moody would take a step.
You did think.
And then you drafted Pajemski. And Pajemski, I don't think he's the same player as DiVincenzo, but I could see where people would see they bring a lot to the table.
You know what? This is why Moody and Kuminga are important. DiVincenzo, a lot of people gave up on DiVincenzo. Hell, Milwaukee gave up on DiVincenzo when he was 25 years old.
Yeah.
And they traded him to Sacramento.
I always liked him off the bench.
I loved him coming out of Villanova. I liked him more than Brunson. Now, Brunson's turned out. I did.
I'm one of my favorite players.
Brunson's good. I don't know.
I just think he's maximized his talent.
He has, but he's a high volume guy. Like, they've won those games despite him. Hart's been unbelievable for the Knicks. Hartenstein's been good, but Embiid can't move and keep him off the offensive glass because of that knee. His knee's jacked up, so he can't box out. DiVincenzo is a player, man. Let's go to.
But I think B, what happens is that when I look at the Warriors as a whole, they've made the choice to roll with the older, expensive guys, and that has side effects. And one of the side effects is these ancillary pieces like a Dante DiVincenzo become unattainable because of your finances.
They do. By the way, Draymond Green's calling for Kevin Durant to guard Anthony Edwards for the rest of the series. Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Nick, what's happening? You're on the roast.
My brothers, my fratellos, I've really taken about a week to just digest everything, and I was shocked. We're only down 4 points at halftime. against our stepbrothers that we just stomp on, and we could not just turn it on any longer. So there has to be major changes, but specifically about this issue, there is immense, immense value of keeping Steph Curry a Warrior for life. There's no way you can let this guy go. He's a man of faith. He's an amazing father, amazing husband. Every single time he says the right word at the podium. And oh, by the way, he's the second best point guard in the history of the league. And if he ever gets five, he'll be number one passing Magic. He cannot be gone. Now, everyone else, I mean everyone else, I'm open for discussion. You have to get rid of Wiggins, even if you get pennies on the dollar. He is not a winning player. Klay Thompson, I love him, brothers. But for the last 2 years, he hasn't shown up when it matters the most. In a Hollywood, L.A. area, and last week, 0 points.
Yeah.
I mean, we need – here's the thing. Kuminga is really our only asset. And I like Kuminga, but one of the things Don Nelson's right about, you're not going to win championships with young players.
Yep.
Okay? Pods is nice. TJD is nice. Moody's nice. And even Kuminga's nice. But they're not going to get us there in the next 2 to 3 years. We need to get a Paul George type of player that's available and put him next to Curry and go from there. So that's that. I mean, what do you guys think, man?
I think we're in a world of trouble right now. That's what I think. I just think, you know, the reality is kind of setting in, man. I'm trying to be a real one here. Now, I'm eager. I can't wait to see what Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob does to retool. I really, this offseason is the most fascinating offseason for a Bay Area team, I think, in over 20 years. I truly do. You got iconic players, guys who've helped you win 4 championships. The big three may not be the big three next year. One may be gone, and Klay Thompson. He may be gone. A lot of you may just get your wish because you think he's going to take a discount. He got another thing coming. But I just, with the finances, with the youngsters, with Kuminga, Moody, Pods, and TJD, Curry, there's this bridge, Wiggins, you got that contract. He's got 3 years left with $80 million. 3 years and $80 million. Jerbaugh's got 3 for $77.
That deal.
And by the way, it's actually 2 years in the player option, but you better believe both these players are opting into those deals. No doubt.
The Draymond Green contract, because of where they were with finances and then where they had put themselves with the Jordan Poole contract, the Draymond Green contract, it was the, I'm telling you, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. In a vacuum, you want Draymond. In a vacuum, you know, $25 million doesn't seem that bad. But when you do the math, and it's like an algebra equation, you know, just put it on paper, start to write it out. Vigen Rassum somewhere driving around on his way to Reardon right now saying, Joe, you're not very good in math anymore. But I'm telling you, you put it down on paper and it put them up to where now this Klay Thompson thing, like once he hits us, for hypothetically, if someone offers him 35, I just don't think the Warriors can afford because of the assets being frozen to give him 35.
I don't know.
They have zero flexibility.
I don't know if he's going to get 35, but if you think he's just going to get 15, you got another thing coming. By the way, I just want to make it clear. Shasky, nor myself, are advocating for trading Stephen Curry.
No.
Okay, we're going to talk.
We're saying they're closer.
We're going to talk to Justin Termini. He does SiriusXM NBA Radio with Eddie Johnson. He's going to join us for 15 minutes. We got Scott Alser at 9 o'clock, who wrote an article saying the Warriors may have to come to reality. They may have to think about trading Stephen Curry. We're not saying that, but Scott Alser just wrote why the Warriors need to consider the unthinkable, trading Steph. We're there. But no way, I'm saying here, I'm Bonte Hill. I'm going to put my name on this right now for you, 916. It's your D-Mobile text line to everybody out there. I, Bonte Hill, would rather suffer and lose with Stephen Curry than trade him away. That's just who I am.
Yeah, but would he?
But
the question
would he do
we're
it?
Asking
yeah,
is, would he
do it?
Yeah.
And are they closer to contending, or are they closer to being at the bottom of the West? That's it. I will not trade Stephen Curry. I, as a fan, do not want to trade Steph. I want to put that on wax there before you guys start twisting our words out there on the internet. Let's go to BPA. BPA, Brian and Palo Alto, what's up?
Morning, guys. Hey, I had a really good idea for the Warriors, I think. You want to hear it out? It's get Steph some help.
How do you do that, BPA? How do you do that? How do you do that?
Okay. So, look, every single if you're a contending team right now, you are up against, luxury tax, repeater tax, okay? And so it's just an unavoidable reality.
Yeah,
so
but not. But wait one second. Not this.
No. They're. Do you know what they're active cap space committed for next year? Do you know where that ranks in the NBA?
Yeah, okay.
With Clay expiring and CP3, you know, obviously they're not going to bring him back at 30. It's like 12th in the NBA. So there's a bunch of other teams that have more committed multiple max contracts. The Lakers have 3 max contracts. And so every other superstar in the league, their organization would bend over backwards to get their star player some help, a second option, maybe two second options. And for the Warriors, they just would, you know, the narrative seems to be, let's do anything but give Steph what he needs. And by the way, Scott Osler, come on, man. You know, there was a time when, you know, you know, that's just clickbait, man. That's, talk about people past their prime. That's a
right. No, that's not fair. Flush that's him. Not fair.
Flush
come him. On.
Get the flush. Get the.
Come
get,
on.
Get,
that's
the,
not
the,
fair.
The guy's going to lead to the year. Come on, man. Disrespect our guests, dude. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, like BPA, you will be
and
flushed.
Let's
brought
be factually
to you by
Floyd correct.
Water Plumbing and Drain.
D'Lo is not a max contract. D'Lo's less than a max.
Damn.
So the Lakers do not have 3 max.
I'm ready to suffer with Steph. That's where I'm at. I'll tell Scott that too. We're not going to disrespect Scott Osler.
I like come that. On, suffer with
you
Steph.
Know what? You know what? Suffer with Steph. Listen, and it's not a bad thing. It's if we lose, I'd rather lose. I'm going down with Steph. I'm fighting with Curry.
By the way, I don't know what he's looking at. It's the Timberwolves and the Warriors, the top
dude,
two,
you know what?
That are minus 100 when
you know
it comes
what?
To salary cap projections
you know
for
what?
Next year.
It's April.
I don't know what he
listen,
like.
Listen, it's April 23rd. BPA,
I'm looking at Spotrac.
Call us back in May. Seriously, call us back in May. Take a play off. And what I mean by taking a play off, take a week off. And even on Twitter, just don't even at me right now. Just stop. I see your tweets every day, BPA. You got to chill.
I'm not scared.
You got to relax. Got to relax a little bit. You're out of control. I get it. We're losing. Everybody's losing their brains. We're not used to this with the Golden State Warriors. Oh, my God. We're out of the playoffs.
Crazy.
Our pets' heads are falling off. But let's tone it down a little bit. Come on, man. KC in San Jose. What's happening? What up, KC?
Hey, guys. So I think this is where, leadership comes into play. Is Lacob and Dunleavy, are they capable of making the tough decisions? So I'm with you. Go down with Steph, but Steph only. Everybody else
there you go.
Is on the table, because I think with this team, and obviously I don't know the details, but like with Clay and Draymond, just working in that culture, like, I'm not saying it's toxic, but that hierarchy thing has seeped through where it's just making it harder for us to develop guys. So Steph stays. Bye, Clay. Thank you. You had a great season. You had a good season last year. Yeah, you struggled in the playoffs. So the entirety, I'm not going to take it away from an 0-for-10 game. But Dre, Clay, Wiggins, everybody has to be on the table. Steph stays. Everybody else got to go. That's how you rebuild. And it's not a full rebuild, obviously. If OKC comes and says, hey, all our first round, all the picks that they have, you can have them for Steph in the offseason. You have to consider it. But that being said, Steph stays. Everybody else. Rebuild. Gotta go.
I wonder who, because everyone, trade this guy, trade that guy. You
gotta
always,
go.
you do this, and you're like, well, who wants these guys?
Right.
Like, let's go start with Draymond Green.
Right.
Because I do believe, like, this is my feeling. People can disagree. Draymond Green, the domino of bringing him back, there was the emotional element, there was the locker room element, there was the availability element, there was the minutes on the floor right. element where it seeps away from others, there's the lack of tolerance for others in the workforce, and then there was the financial component of bringing him back. All to me, net negative. It was a net negative. As much as he does bring good things to the table, to me, when I calculate everything and I plus minus
right.
it, to me it was a negative.
Yep.
Who in the league is absorbing Draymond Green's contract, even if you staple something of desire to that? I have a hard time finding a trade partner.
We said the same thing last year about Jordan Poole. We've said the same thing about CP3 for numerous years. Shasky, you know my line. There's always a sucker in the NBA. Wiggins, they thought his trade was untradeable. His contract with Minnesota, how are you going to move off of Wiggins?
Is Wiggins less desirable today than he was the day the Warriors got him?
I don't know. That's a great point. Probably.
This is his worst season ever, so probably.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that crazy?
And he was averaging 19
And they
back
squeezed
then.
The lemon for
right.
every drop.
They did. They got a championship out
That's
of it.
That's crazy.
They got a championship out of it. But there's always a team willing to take. Like Chris Paul, I remember when he was at OKC and he left the bubble, right? And he had like 200, I think he had like a $45 million, $50 million contract per year. I remember people coming down my road on Twitter about this because he was talking. He's like,
Wait a minute. You know, people coming down your road on Twitter?
Yeah, yeah. But this
must have been a first.
No. Yeah, it happens every day. But Chris Paul was talking after they lost in the bubble to OKC. And I was like, oh, he's God. He's angling for a trade. And people were like, oh, you can't trade that contract. You can't do it.
It's been traded like later, seven times.
Two weeks later, OKC was like, hold my beer. We should send him to the Phoenix. Like, NBA trades happen. No matter what the contract
is. Teams are tanking left and right. They will take on bad contracts because they know they are going to lose.
Yep. They do not care. All right.
Look at the Washington Wizards.
I'm watching LeBron last night. It sure felt like he had one foot out the door. Just in general, the way he views it, his teammates. What?
Come on, man. He has one foot out the
door. He's so frustrated with everyone on that team.
No, he's frustrated with the referees.
Yeah, that's why he was sticking up. He was sticking up for D'Lo yesterday because he thought he did get smacked in the face, and they said marginal contact. I just don't get.
They did get slapped, but it was a Scott Foster game.
Like, no, it's
Scott Foster tried to take over the game.
We deemed it marginal. I was like, that still means he got hit in the face.
Like, LeBron, like, just one foot out the door. LeBron's always pulling
something. I'm getting the same vibes at the end of Cleveland.
Okay.
Do you think he's, like, at age 39, heading to his 40th birthday, he's going to go to a fourth team?
No,
like, that's what I'm trying. Like,
something
having a hard
is going to happen.
Well, yeah, they're going to get like Trae Young or something. Oh, that's what they're.
He's got a $50 million dollar player option.
Oh, he'll get 50.
And they'll move Austin Reeves and D'Lo and bring in somebody else.
Austin Reeves, the man who was the savior.
Austin was invisible yesterday.
It's a sophomore slump.
Invisible. All right, let's get to the lines here, man. We got damn lines are packed. They love talking. We knew this would hit. Larry in the city. Larry, what's happening?
Hi, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen here, I was going to call you about the games last night, but when I hear this stuff about trading Steph Curry, my mom always told me, if you ain't got common sense, you ain't got nothing. Leave Curry alone, get rid of the troublemaker, Draymond Green. And look, Thompson, thank you for being here. You did a great, you won four championships with us, but you ain't not the same Thompson, that after the knee surgery. I mean, I don't know what more to say that, but the trade, to hear somebody talking about trading Steph Curry, can we all say a member of the, what was that trade they did with the Warriors sent the center over to Boston, they end up winning the championship? Robert Parrish,
yeah, you're taking it back.
And look what we got for that, J.B. Carroll, who couldn't even hold water.
Just barely cares. We know.
Wasn't it also the draft pick for McHale, too?
Yeah, Kevin McHale, too, out of Minnesota. So they set Boston up.
A great trade. Just sparked a dynasty.
Heard about that.
Hey, Larry in the city. There's a great article by Bill Simmons.
Oh, it's one of the
60
best.
Ways to Alienate a Fan Base about to go to St. Warriors.
Last good thing Bill Simmons did.
It was unbelievable.
How many years ago was that?
That was a long time
ago. That was like 18 employers ago.
But you know what? You know what, too? You know what, too? Bill Simmons made it. I can't read
that. Of course he did.
He built Ringer. He built Grantland. I mean, Bill Simmons is paid.
No doubt.
We would all love to be Bill Simmons
all
right now.
All mail it in team.
Hey, we would love to be Bill Simmons. He actually had a really good podcast preview of the OKC Warriors series, which really, I was like, man, people need to listen to this because OKC is going to be a problem.
That was 8 years ago.
So what? He's still doing his thing. I'm not going to hate on Bill Simmons. He getting paid, baby. I work for the Ringer. You better believe it. Justin Turbidy. NBA Series XM Radio. Hey, we bought that bag life, right? Brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite.